Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And Reese, we are back. Frank Reich joined Dave Spadaro for PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Obviously talking about Nick Sirianni. So here's Frank Reich talking about what he did as the offensive coordinator in Indianapolis.
Oh, I mean, he was a driving force in everything we did as the coordinator. I mean, he really led the effort with the offensive staff to collaborate on the game plan, you know, and then he and I work out the details. On game day, he's my, you know, he's my right-hand man. I mean, he was my right-hand man as far as calling it. A lot of calling plays is, you know, really in setting up the call sheet, how you want the call sheet to flow and how you're thinking about ideas. So some of that, obviously some of that's done on game day, but a lot of that is done during the week. And in my experience, there's nobody better at that than Nick was. He was a huge help to me, a big part of the success that we had in San Diego offensively. And obviously here, he was a huge part of the success we've had.
All right. Why he thinks Sirianni is ready to be a head coach?
He's been preparing for this his whole life. He's a young guy in many respects, but I'm just telling you, this guy is brilliant, football smart. He's got football to his core. He's a football coach. Comes from that family. He's a natural leader. He's got a lot of presence. You know, the team, he'll hold. He's a great coach on the field. Holds guys accountable. Strong leadership, good communicator, phenomenal teacher, all the qualities you need to be a head coach.
All right. There he is, Frank Reich. I mean, I watched the whole thing. He spoke highly of him, and I believe that he thinks that he's going to be a good coach, but time will tell.
Yeah, certainly better than Gary Patterson speaking about Jalen Reagor.
And then Reagor had a...
Well, I'm just saying, the Patterson, he called up, and he gave you the pluses and the minuses.
Yeah. Man. And we remember more of the minuses.
Yeah, exactly, because they stood out more. I mean, Frank Reich gave you the interview like you're supposed to when you're endorsing somebody that's coming off of your staff.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, the you know, it's funny, their new OC, Shane Steichen is his name. So he called plays in San Diego, and I was trying to do some research on him today, and he wasn't necessarily loved as a play caller in in Los Angeles with the Chargers. In doing my research, I know there was one video that was out there that they ran the ball on a play on third down that should have been a throw. And Anthony Lynn afterwards, he's caught on you know, the cameras going to him, and he's like putting his arm up in the air like, you got to throw it, you got to throw it. So, but he won't be calling plays.
He won't be?
Well, Steichen won't be.
No?
No. No, thank God. No, Sirianni's going to call the plays.
Oh, okay.
At least that's at least what they're saying right now, and I would assume so. I mean, we don't. Like, I mean, is he going to want to run the ball, right? Like, we know that was kind of the style that they had in Indianapolis. Is that something that he's going to bring from Frank Reich, or does he have a different approach? We don't know. I don't know. Looking forward to finding out. That's for sure. Should be fun. All right, Mike. Mike is in Rochester, New York. Mike, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. How are you doing today?
Hi, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Mike, you've been getting a lot of snow up there in Rochester?
You know, honestly, it's been pretty mild for the year. I'm going to knock on wood right now because that can turn sideways in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're supposed to get snow tonight or something like that, I was hearing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, yeah, Carson Wentz. He should definitely have a gripe with the front office. And here's just a few names for why. A.J. Epenesa, J.K. Dobbins, Van Jefferson, Denzel Mims. You guys know what all those names have in common?
We could have drafted him instead of Jalen Hurts.
Right.
Every one of them was drafted after Jalen Hurts, which means they were available. Mm-hmm. And every one of them had an impact on their teams this year. Obviously, you know, Mims on the Jets, but he's got skills. He can play. So, yes, why are you drafting using a second-round pick on a quarterback when you're supposedly trying to win football games?
Yeah, agreed, right? And outside of the draft, the roster itself, the Eagles roster itself, we know it's not good. We know that it's older. We know it's expensive. It wasn't good, right? But, you know, Carson's independent of that, right? Like, you can't just say, oh, well, you can't blame Carson. They drafted a quarterback in the second round. It's bigger than that, Mike.
No, I agree with you. And believe me, I'm not defending Carson Wentz entirely. He definitely had the worst year of his career so far. But I think when you look at all the components, I mean, Jason Peters, I love Jason Peters, and he had better be in the Hall of Fame one day, but they cut him in the offseason and then had to bring him back because their line was so depleted.
Right.
Like, so many problems with this team this year that Carson Wentz, to me, again, didn't have a great year, but I don't think it's a telling tale of what his future is. Like, this was rock bottom as a calamity of events, but, you know, if they can get the rest of the pieces back, I think Wentz is still a infinitely better option at quarterback than Jalen Hurts is ever going to be.
Mm. All right. Appreciate it. All things being equal, like I said this last year, and it was one of the reasons why I was saying during the year, I'm like, you just don't bench Carson Wentz, because if you bench Carson Wentz, these are the things that are going to happen. Then when it got to the point where I said to myself, you have to bench him. You can't keep him in there to keep playing like this. But Carson Wentz is your best option. If you think you can get Carson Wentz back to what we saw before, he is still your best option. He's still your best option. And like, I think the Eagles actually believe that. Now, do I think that in this city, right now, with how everything is right now and knowing Carson Wentz's personality and where he is right now, I don't think it's going to happen here.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he still is that type of a player. I think he can go somewhere else and have success.
Well, why can't Nick Sirianni fix him here?
Oh, that's what they're going to try to do.
No, I'm asking you. You said you don't think it can happen here. I mean,
I think he's mentally weak.
You like the coaches. Oh, so it's just him mentally.
Yes.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's him.
Right.
I do. Let's go to Steve in West Mount Airy. Steve, how are you?
Yeah, you know, I just don't understand how that previous caller can say that Carson Wentz is going to be the better option of the two. One of the things that the Eagles drafted Jalen Hurts. I do not believe it had anything to do with their perception of being a quarterback factory. I believe that they know why they drafted him, and I think it has something to do with his injury history. On that as well, I do think that there may be some neuropsychological challenges that have compromised his ability to be a quarterback. And Ike, you know, I love you. You the man. I love the way that you stepped out for Michael Vick when he came to town.
Mm-hmm.
But please hear me, my brother.
Okay.
It sounds to me like you're working for the Carson Wentz Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
One, I cannot believe that if I were a quarterback on any team which you played, if I went to the owner and had a bitching and moaning session, and I come back in there, I am sure that you'd want to tune me up, because you ain't having that kind of crap. You ain't about that. You don't roll like that. You would expect
But here's the thing, though, Steve. There's a lot of things that have gone on with this team that I wouldn't have been in favor of. Not just Wentz. It's a lot of backbiting, a lot of anonymous sources, and all type of stuff going on with this team. A lot of stuff going on with this team. Players asking for pay raises to move positions. It's a lot of stuff going on with this team. That's been going on with this team.
Yeah.
That's been going on with this team. It's a lot of living high off the hog from winning the Super Bowl in 2017 that's gone on with this team for the last 3 years, 4 years. From a lot of players and coaches and front office people. A lot of them. That's why things have gone the way it's gone since then.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. And that's why I think getting Doug out and bringing in a totally new staff, right? As much as it's like, and believe me, I would find it hard to believe Doof contributed to some of those things that we're talking about here. But like getting a totally different staff in here, getting everybody else in here, because so the guys that are still going to be here that won the Super Bowl, they're not going to care about that. Right, like I think Doug, it was
what
easier
guys?
For
is this maybe the last year anybody's here? What guys from the Super Bowl? They need to get rid of these guys. What guys? Ooh.
Well, some of the linemen.
Man.
Lane
injured. Brandon Brooks injured. Fletcher injured. Brandon Graham's the only one who doesn't get injured.
Yeah, pretty much.
Him and Jalen Mills.
Coming up,
everybody else gets injured.
A key Sixer is out for tonight's game against the Pistons. We'll tell you about it. We'll give you our picks as well. Marks and Reese text line, your phone calls as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Here they come, team of the year.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Sixers.
10, 9, 8, 76ers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Sixers.
10, 9, 8,
all right, we're back. It is Marks and Reese. Joel Embiid out for the game tonight.
Damn, big fella!
Yeah. Yeah, where's Chris in Pensauken now? He said, called me out earlier over Embiid. Yeah, Jack, was this a load management issue, or is it a knee, or
They're saying back.
Back stiffness.
Yeah, this screams awesome. Load management. Listen, he deserves it. He's been carrying the team on his back.
I agree.
Yeah, agreed. He doesn't need to play every night. That's fine. So that line had shifted. I was looking at it 6.5, 7 some spots. Now it's down to 5, 4.5, literally like that. As soon as it's announced that he's not playing, or
5.5 in favor of the Sixers.
Well, they're in Detroit. They were 6.5, 7-point favorites.
Right.
That's now down to 4.5.
Oh, they should be underdogs.
No, they still don't. That not the case at all. So well, I mean, if you look around.
What's the record without Embiid?
I don't know.
0-2, 0-3.
Well, there you go. You should go to FanDuel and put some cash on Detroit.
No. Staying away from the NBA.
You're smart. It's too
That's
many
a good
games.
Call. It's the, hard, it's the hardest sport to bet.
It's the hardest thing for me to figure out.
Well, because you know with basketball, the stupid things they do at the end of the games where they'll cover. Like, I mean, that's
it
enough to
the time.
Go crazy.
Yes.
Right. Well,
it took me 2 weeks to learn, but I figured out, like, yeah, leave the NBA alone.
There's no
so
worse sport
what
than that.
Tobias missed two free
throws.
Oh,
my God. I almost had a fit that night when he missed those free throws at the end of the game. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the games on BetQL, the BetQL app. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 five-star games tonight, the Sixers being one of them.
So yeah, it's a full slate of games tonight because I guess no one played yesterday.
Right.
Championship Sunday, yeah.
So Brooklyn, actually, that's a five-star play. They like them over Miami, 7-point favorites in Brooklyn. So a lot of good NBA action tonight, including the Joel Embiid-less 76ers at Detroit. Man, Detroit's just year after year a bad team.
Come on, Ben. Let's see Ben lead tonight. No. Nobody's in.
What do you think? 9 points, 9 rebounds.
Well, he's been coming out of his slump a little bit.
Yeah, he'll be aggressive tonight. We'll get aggressive Ben tonight.
Okay. I would like to see that. I'd certainly like to see
Triple
that.
Dub.
Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark Schuler's. Mark Schuler's in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, Mark Schuler's is the place to go. Wedding bands, that's the place to go. And Valentine's Day coming up here in just a few days or a few weeks, Mark Schuler's is your spot. Mark-Schuler's.com, that's their website. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, Jack Fritz.
Text line.
I can't believe Andy is actually living out our new norm. Mark and Monco.
That's a good point.
Well, Ike, I watching last night, happy for Andy that he got another win, although I was rooting for the Bills. You can't go wrong with Andy. Mm-hmm. He wins another Super Bowl here. Now you're going to start entering GOAT conversations for Andy Reid because he's not done. He's going to do a lot of winning from here on out. He's the best coach in the NFL. It's not even close.
Yeah, we are a Super Bowl away from becoming a footnote in his coaching career.
Yeah, feels like that's going to happen, doesn't it?
Yep.
Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
What's next?
Can we make the Maxi drop the Carson drop? Asking for a friend. Tyrese Maxi in South Philly.
Might have to.
Yeah. Might have to. Jack, were you able to do anything with Jeffrey Lurie saying, "Hi, Nick, it's Jeffrey Lurie"?
No? Oh, I'll cut that up tomorrow.
Is
I know it wasn't clean.
I already have a new drop for the drop board, but I haven't figured out a way to work it in just yet.
Yeah?
Because I don't
the tenant. No, it didn't save the right way.
No!
Crap! That's on me. This stupid system over here, I had saved and everything.
Tomorrow. What's next?
I wanted Warren Sapp over Mike Mamula, but they overruled me. Howie Roseman from the NovaCare Complex.
No, that's not what he would do. He would say that somebody else wanted this guy.
Right.
Because in all these reports, Howie's not really mentioned. Right? It's not that Howie said this. It's this person said that. Mm-hmm. The newest one, Scangarello, didn't want Justin Jefferson.
That was my favorite one.
Makes a lot of sense.
That one and Jeffrey Lurie picking J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I'm like, man, they even throwing the owner under the bus.
Yep.
Man.
No, and Doug was pushing for Jalen Reagor. So Doug liked Jalen Reagor. Scangarello didn't like Justin Jefferson, and Jeffrey Lurie loved Arcega-Whiteside. Howie hasn't done
Meanwhile,
anything.
Meanwhile, Howie's like, why don't we take DK Metcalf? Right?
He's outside the NovaCare yes. complex with a sign saying
Howie
I wanted him.
Howie was trying to salvage Doug. This was all Jeffrey Lurie's idea. Nothing to do with him. Right? Howie's not involved in anything. How is he the GM?
Doesn't seem like it, right? Yeah.
Not any of the bad decisions, that's for sure. What's next?
Herb, I never called you to drive me. Mike Bartram from Marshall University.
Yeah, Herb was in rare form today. Started off with the 76er take, which was a good one, right?
Yeah, it was a good one.
He had a decent 76er take, and then it became all about him as usual. Talking about driving.
Personal driver for Bartram, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's next?
All I know is that Doug was all goshed up on the phone when the Eagles offered him the job. Jack and Delran.
Was he?
You'd assume so, right?
Probably was shocked. Yeah.
They're like, you're hiring me?
Right now. I just can't wait to get off this
phone. How about Nick? You know, wasn't he on vacation?
He didn't even have a suit to wear, right? Came over there and
so he was on
board shorts.
So you mean to tell me he wasn't even preparing for, like, interviews? He didn't want a head coaching job?
No one called, Ike. You can't prepare for a job if no one's calling. Right? Were you going to waste your time? Sit by the phone hoping somebody calls? No one called. Why would he prepare? And then he's on vacation, probably drinking and sitting at the pool or on the beach.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it.
And they're like, his agent texts him, yo, the Eagles are interested in interviewing you.
That's,
like,
that's the phone call they should have taped right there, was that one when he was on vacation.
Here's the other thing. Don't you go buy a suit if you're interviewing for an NFL head coaching job if you're worried about it?
Well, I don't get it. Did he come? He couldn't have come here, right?
No, he was in Florida, right?
He was able to go to Florida.
Yeah, you got
to
at least get a seersucker suit or some type of linen suit or something.
Something. Some kind of white suit. You're in Miami. Where did you get the Don Johnson suit?
Well, and then they dressed down to make him feel comfortable. You know?
Isn't that very Jeffrey Lurie-like? Emotional intelligence, open your heart, made him feel comfortable. It worked out. What's next?
Jeffrey Lurie. Hey, Nikki. Welcome to Philly. Here's your room. Kind of empty now, but you can bring all your stuffed animals. And out here is where you and your buddies can play. Nick Sirianni. Wow. 3 fields. Gee, thanks, Mr. Lurie. Can we get some pizza now? Yes, Nikki. We can get some pizza now. Yay. Best owner ever. Scott from Delco.
Yeah, just video. Just reserve the last text message for Scott.
Or Joe and New Hope.
Yeah, or Joe and New Hope. Hadn't heard from Joe.
No, well, New Hope, you know.
Did he like the hiring?
He did. He's all in on Sirianni.
Call him for the text line and say it.
Yeah. Well, he wanted them to rehire Doug the night before Sirianni became the hot candidate.
That's a great idea.
I did the video of Sirianni walking into his office, that was a bit much. Because it's an office, right? Like, it's really not that great. I don't know. I mean, it's nice. It's nicer than any office I'll probably ever have. But it's not like he walked into the office and it's like, wow, this is like a...
It's the same office. They don't change a whole lot.
I know.
I was trying to think, like, yeah, that looks pretty much the same as his look for all of them.
Right. Yeah, my first reaction was like, yo, Doug was just sitting there like 2 weeks ago. Did they sanitize? Did they wipe it down?
They wiped it down, that's for sure.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, does he go
I will have something on my face for sure.
Does Sirianni go into his drawer and he finds something of Doug's?
Oh, Lord, I hope not.
Some papers or something.
No,
a calendar.
They cleaned all that stuff out of there.
And they probably did.
Just stop. Right, well, stop.
We enjoy the videos of Nick Sirianni touring NovaCare today. Let's go to Amir.
Is this where you do training camp?
Yeah, he's like, so hold on. So it's like, are we in Philadelphia right now? This is what's this called again? Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Nick, this is where you're doing training camp. This is where all the weight, they're like, yeah, there's weightlifting rooms over there. He's like, oh, wow, grass. This is where we do training camp. Wow. Amir and Chester, you have 45 seconds. Go.
What's up, fellas?
Yo. What's up, Amir?
Hey, I listen here, man.
Yes.
You're my guy, man, but you know better, man. That's the thing with Wentz. Yeah. He don't want to be here because he know it's just going to be hard for him to play here. And that's just the bottom line. Like, he know it's just going to be tough. And it just is what it is. Through all the circumstances leading up to it, it's going to be hard. Right?
Okay.
It's going to be hard for him to be here.
I'm actually okay if he's here or not here, Amir.
He ain't. Listen, my thing is this.
I'm okay.
If he stink it up just a little bit, he going to get crushed. And he just ain't going to even go for it. So I'm out on him. Real quick on Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, as soon as he get to the playoffs and he get to that foul line, he's going to be sweating like a snitch. He listen. It don't make a difference. What do you do now? When did you got to win 4 out of 7? Forget about it. It's not going to work with him. So he better get.
I ain't heard that line before, Amir. I hadn't heard that one, bro.
It's a good way to end the show, huh?
Sweating like a snitch.
What'd y'all have out here? This was where tables were set
this was,
up?
Yeah, dining.
Oh, okay.
Was here, and then two further down to the right. On the left are additional weight rooms that we built.
Did y'all do training camp here?
Yeah.
Come on, man. They tried, man.
They did.
They didn't take you behind the scenes of meeting a new coach.
And right here is where they have Rita's Water Ice in the what's Rita's Water Ice? What's
right
water
here
ice?
Is where I told Jeffrey that I wanted to draft Justin Jefferson over Jalen Reicher.
Y'all wrong, man.
And right here is the trailer where they put people from WIP in, and you'll be interviewing them, right? We won't even be able to do it again this year. It'll be just a little bit too short.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Anyway, coming up next
so
is Joe Giglio.
We won't get to be at the first training camp of Coach Sirianni.
Of the Lombardi of the... The 2020s.
Yes.
We're back tomorrow. Joe Giglio's coming up next. Everybody have a good night. See you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.